This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
We're back here on Real Racing USA Live on quite an exciting Tuesday night. Jack, who we got on the line with us right now?
We have Randy Dye with us. Randy Dye has started a radio show about 12 years ago, Trackside Tonight, out of Daytona, Florida. And he's involved in all kinds of racing. He's a driver himself, and he's a sponsor. He's involved in racing every which way. Welcome to Real Racing USA Live, Randy.
Well, thanks, Jack. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, Randy, this is Rick Andrews here. How's the magic doing? You're up there at the Amway Arena?
Yeah, I am, and it's about a minute and a half to go to halftime, and the Magic have about, I think it's a 9-point lead right now.
All right.
Over the Bulls.
There you go.
Yeah.
Randy, tell us a little bit about Trackside tonight.
Well, you know, we did it, we started it quite some time ago, and it really started out as a passion, an extension of a racing passion, and but for the purpose, the real purpose was to try to make the local short track racing guy, at least for the week or for the moment, maybe as little as the moment, the local hero. You know, everybody aspires to try to do the best that they can, and so much of the time, particularly you guys know as well as I do, that racing is overlooked in the local community a lot. I mean, the little league kid gets his due, and rightfully so, and the high school basketball star gets his due, and the high school quarterback and running back and all those people, the local collegiate athletes that are stars and standouts, they all get their due. And racing, you got to struggle just to get the results posted in the paper. So we decided that we thought we could try to make the local racing guys, in our community at least, a bit of a hero, and thereby elevate the sport in general, and hopefully they would then be able to attract some sponsors and just make it a little easier to race. And that was the purpose.
Now, how did you go about securing the time on a regular AM radio station and getting somebody to pay attention to you?
Well, it was, you know, it's fortunate. I mean, I'm a business person in the Volusia County area. I own a car dealership, and we advertised on that.
You can say Dodge, Randy.
Okay. Thank you. We own a Dodge Chrysler dealership, and we advertised on the Black Crow Broadcasting Network, and we went to them with this idea. And not only did they do it because they thought, I think because we were a supporter of the radio, but they liked the idea. They liked the racing connection, and they understand racing. WNDB in Daytona is the flagship, the charter MRN affiliate. So it was kind of it was natural and normal to them, although probably not something they devoted much time or attention to. So it was, you know, we moved around and tried to find our spot. We've moved a couple days of the week around and a couple different times, but we've been in this time slot on Monday nights at 8 o'clock for a very long time now.
So you've been doing this continuously since 1997?
Actually, it was. I was thinking about it since you called me today. It's August of 1998. It's continuously without a break. No break in the action except for, you know, the traditional holidays. But we have been uninterrupted for that amount of time.
What is a typical format for your show? What kind of what type of motorsports or racing do you cover?
Well, we always try to cover the local. The local racing, you know, from coast to coast, really, the east to west coast of Florida, up to South Georgia, sometimes even extend all the way up into Tennessee. In some of those racetracks, we usually get an update from the World of Outlaws late models from, you know, our connection there, Rick Esselman, and you guys know Rick.
Sure.
And then of course I have some relationships with NASCAR, and we try to give, you know, one little bit of news there, but more importantly than whatever news we're trying to give, it's, you know, let people weigh in their opinions, who they're pulling for, you know, who they think's going to win the poll, for instance, already at Daytona, and how Dale Jr. is going to do, and, you know, those kinds of stories.
Yeah, right. And you know, in 2008, January, you joined Real Racing USA. We joined you. You can listen to your show on Real Racing USA Live, and we're going to archive your shows. Last night, big coup, you had the winner of the Chili Bowl.
Oh, yeah. You know, Bill, we've got a couple of great guys. You know, I started out, this was myself and Hank Sanders. I don't know if you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember Hank?
Yeah, he and I were the guys that started the deal. And then now we have Joe Lineberrier, who is the voice of the Volusia County Speedway, or Volusia Speedway Park now. I go back a long time, Volusia County Speedway. And then and Billy Osborne, who is the has been the flagman out at Volusia Speedway Park and now the race director. And that was actually Billy's job. He got that job done, and it was a great interview with Damien, and we had a great time talking with him. We also had the winner of the Snowball Derby on right after it happened. So we got some pretty good connections that way, and then occasionally I get one of my NASCAR buddies on, and we really do it for the passion, and we have a lot of fun, and we get a lot of the guys once this regular season starts. We get the winners of the local races on and talk about, you know, their deal and give them a chance to thank their sponsors and, you know, just do the right thing.
Randy, explain to people, I mean, Jack and I have been doing this for a long time, and you know, you've interviewed so many people here, there, everywhere. Explain to people what it's like to get that interview that's just the one that makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up.
Well, it's interesting because I don't care what you do in life, it's competitive. You know, whether when I race, I'm competitive, I want to win and try to win every time out. And when we put on our radio host hat, you know, we're competing to be the first guys on the block, to get the good interview. There's a sense of victory there. And of course it goes deeper than that. It's a sense of, being able to provide a real good, program. I mean, to get to expose our listeners to some people they probably wouldn't otherwise get to see maybe a couple weeks, you know, on tape, but to do it live and particularly right after a big event, it's pretty neat. And Billy deserves all the congratulations for that interview. He set that all up.
That's cool. Now you also you raced late models and other types of racing. You're going back to racing yourself?
I am. We've been off for a little over 3 years. Had an accident out at New Smyrna. Actually, we had two bad accidents in the same year in 2004. And the last one seemed to do it. It put me really wasn't sure we were ever going to do that again or be able to do that again. But in April, I got the okay from the doctor. So we started building a late model again. And we're going to do some of that. And we've got a little driver development arrangement with we're working on a deal with Ray Everham, and you'll probably see some people you haven't heard of, but one day you might. You know, it's one of those things. We'll have somebody in the car aside from myself, and maybe one day there'll be somebody big.
Hey, speaking of Ray Everham, we were just sort of talking with Glenn Luckett from the CRA, and he says Ray may be at Lakeland.
In a car.
In a car.
Well, I know, I'll say this, I talked to Ray last week, and I'm going to put it this way, I think he's going to enjoy life a little more. He's put together a really good team up at Gillette Everham Motorsports, and which is going to permit him to have a little different role and to be able to do some things he wants to do. And, you know, and that would not be a surprise to me, but although I wouldn't want to commit him. I just think it would be a surprise, okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gotta be neat, man. I mean, you own a Dodge dealership there in Daytona. You've got a radio show in Daytona. I mean, you gotta love racing.
You race in Daytona.
Yeah, racing. I mean,
right down the street at New Smyrna.
Yeah, we do, and it is. It's a blast. I mean, it's like living a dream. I first came to Florida. I went to see the 1976 Daytona 500, and decided that's where I wanted to live, and 6 years later, that's where I was living, and it was a very long time. I mean, it took a very long time before I got to race, decided to race. There's a lot of business stuff to get done and get in a position to be able to, but, you know, we sure enjoyed it. The community, guys like yourselves, and, you know, you mentioned that we've joined with Real Racing. It's a high compliment to us and what we do to be affiliated with you guys, because you really are professionals, and you know, we've watched your growth over the years, and you know, where Karnak came from, and all of that, all that you've been through, and you know, I am very, very complimented to be a part of your program.
And well, thanks. We feel the same way.
We feel the same way, man. It was, I wasn't sure what Joe's reaction was going to be when I first broached the subject, but it makes us very happy to work with you. It's really cool.
Well, he felt very much the same way, and you know, we really consider it a privilege, and we appreciate it. And tonight is just another extension of that. So I'm grateful.
All right, I tell you what, man. I'm sure we'll talk again. We'll let you get back to the game. And we'll talk to you again soon. And it's trackside tonight, Monday night at 8. It's at 8 o'clock.
Hey, Joe and I are going to be down in Lakeman doing the Billy Martino's Speed Fest there for TV.
Oh, we can cause some trouble. We'll be there.
We'll be there, yeah.
Good come up to see us, will you?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Do. Look forward to it.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Randy.
Go Magic.
All right. Yeah, go Magic. Bye-bye.
All right, Randy Dye. Trackside tonight, man. This show, you know, I've listened to it a lot.
Them guys are smooth, man.
They are smooth. They are really smooth. And, I mean, they, you know,